Today, Griffin Cola Pinto USA and Johanna de Fe Fra have won the Mio Rip Curl Pro Portugal presented by Corona, stop number 3 on the 2024 World Surf League WSL Championship Tour CT, over Ethan Ewing AUS and Tyler Wright AUS respectively in the finals, held in 4-6 foot surf in an exciting fifth day of action in Portugal. Competition resumed at dawn with the men's quarters and women's semis before taking a break over the lowest part of the tide. The event was called back on with the building swell on the incoming tide, and the day culminated with the event finals held before capacity crowds at the iconic Praia de Supertubos. Cola Pinto finds Supertubos, wins second Supertubos title. It was weird. I started off strong and then Ethan and I were just trading off mistakes back and forth, Cola Pinto said. Then I found that first barrel and when I went for the turn I almost fell, was on both my knees and somehow made it back to my feet, and that switched the momentum. And then I got down the beach for that 9 and finished it off with a barrel. Griffin Cola Pinto USA had a brilliant start in the final, finding two good scores right away while Ethan Ewing AUS was scouring the lineup for opportunities. The Australian fought back midway through with two backhand turns on a meaty left and came right back in the fight. Cola Pinto then found a great barrel on a rare right and packed a solid closeout turn to post an excellent 8.27 out of a possible 10 and solidify his lead. The Californian put the final nail in his opponent's coffin with an insane barrel on his backhand this time for a near-perfect 9.67 and his second win at Supertubos, his career fourth. It was really nice watching Crosby surf his heats. I was so invested in what he was doing that I felt like I was surfing twice as many heats, Cola Pinto added. I had a hip surgery in the off-season and it took me almost 3 months to get back in the water. I put so much effort in and I thought it would pay off right away, but in Hawaii I got 2-9th. Sometimes you just have to trust it, now I have a win so I'm psyched. The 2022 winner in Penicuik, Cola Pinto was unstoppable on finals day, taking out Joan Durufrat and Gabriel Medina brought on his way to the final before putting on a barrel riding clinic for the win. Last year's world number 3 has now taken over the rankings and will wear yellow heading to Australia, having secured his spot among the best for the back half of the season. Defay's backhand comes clutch for win number 6 and first in Europe. It's overwhelming, Defay said. Waves changed and the swell arrived for sure. I think we both had similar strategies and maybe we both had boards a little bit small for these waves. I focused on the lefts obviously and was looking for two turns, but in the end one was enough. Waves got scarce in the women's final and tested the nerves of two of the most experienced surfers in the field. Johanna de Fe Fra was first to put a couple of decent scores on the board, applying pressure on her opponent Tyler Wright AUS as time slowly dripped away. Both surfers focused on the lefts and at that game the French surfer from Reunion Island had the upper hand, applying her polished backhand turns in the right sections like she has done countless times to win big events. As time continued to slip away, the Australian was unable to find an open wall to work her magic and De Fe claimed the win. This marks De Fe's sixth career CT win, her first on European soil, and moved her into second place on the rankings ahead of the Australian leg. It also signals her official return to 100% form after a difficult season last year, plagued by an injury early on. Last year was fun and weird at the same time, De Fe added. I really enjoyed my time at home even if I was injured. It was kind of a break that I deserved too. Coming back to contests it was hard to find my feet again and my fire, but I worked hard and just wanted to show my injury didn't take me out completely. Prior to today, De Fe had never made it past the quarters at Supertubos, but as left started pumping in the middle of the beach, the powerful regular foot reveled and dominated once again. With a solid start in Hawaii and back-to-back quarterfinals, De Fay's win today puts her right on the heels of world number 1 Molly Picklum AUS in the rankings. Ewing claims runner-up, ties Florence in rankings number 2 spot. Last year's runner-up in the world, Ethan Ewing AUS posted his best result to date in Portugal but couldn't quite convert all the way for a third CT win. He still showcased some of the event's finest surfing to dispatch two ferocious goofies, Italo Ferreira Bra and Ramzi Bukiammar on his way to the final. It was super cool to surf the final with Griffin, we're really good friends, Ewing said. We haven't had that many man-on-man heats together but they're always super fun. When I came to Portugal I was really unhappy with my surfing but just to kind of pull through that and the cold water and the long travel was great. The Australian has also officially made the mid-season cut with this result and before heading home to Australia. Ewing and Colapinto had previously eliminated Crosby Colapinto USA and Gabriel Medina Bra respectively in their semi-final matchups. Two-time world champion right back to winning form. After her worst season start since qualifying full-time in 2011, two-time world champion Tyler Wright AUS has put two third-round exits in her rearview mirror and found her pace in Portugal to reach the final. It's amazing. I feel like this has been a really key point for my year, Wright stated. It's taken me a while to figure out some of the different changes that I've had going on. I'm really excited to be in Portugal, honestly, this is me and my wife's favorite event all year, so thank you Portugal for having us, I really enjoyed myself. Open about health issues and the changes she has made to continue to progress in her career and life. Wright has definitely found her form again and will be a threat as she heads to Bells Beach where she is the back-to-back defending event winner. De Fay and Wright had previously eliminated Lakey Peterson USA and Tatiana Weston-Webb Bra respectively in their semi-final matchups. Medina's rampage halted in semis, world champion is back. After an opening round poor performance, three-time world champion Gabriel Medina Bra found his groove again and started to build momentum at an event he is extremely familiar with and has the full support of the local crowds. The Brazilian went on an absolute rampage through the rounds, posting 16.60, 17.16 and 18.00 heat totals out of a possible 20 on his way to the semis. Despite a last-minute good effort, Medina came up just short against Colapinto in their semis bout but this result has propelled him into 15th place on the rankings with a ton of momentum and confidence. To catch up on all news and highlights from the Mio Rip Curl Pro Portugal presented by Corona as well as replay key heats and moments, please visit worldsurfleague.com. Mio Rip Curl Pro Portugal men's final results. Heat 1. Griffin Colapinto USA 17.94 def. Ethan Ewing AUS 11.13. Mio Rip Curl Pro Portugal Women's Final Results. Heat 1, Johanna de Fay Fra 10.83 def. Tyler Wright AUS 5.50. Mio Rip Curl Pro Portugal Men's Semifinals Results. Heat 1, Ethan Ewing AUS 13.00 def. Crosby Colapinto USA 10.97. Heat 2, Griffin Colapinto USA 15.50 def. Gabriel Medina Bra 14.94. Mio Rip Curl Pro Portugal Women's Semifinals Results. Heat 1, Tyler Wright AUS 13.36 def. Tatiana Weston-Webb Bra 11.30. Heat 2, Johanna de Fay Fra 14.54 def. Lakey Peterson USA 11.93. Mio Rip Curl Pro Portugal Men's Quarterfinals Results. Heat 1, Crosby Colapinto USA 12.27 def. Jake Marshall USA 9.00. Heat 2, Ethan Ewing AUS 14.17 def. Ramzi Bukiammar 7.67. Heat 3, Gabriel Medina Bra 18.00 def. Leonardo Fioravanti ETA 14.13. Heat 4, Griffin Cola Pinto USA 13.43 def. Joan Durufra 7.46. Next stop, Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach. The next stop on the 2024 WSL Championship Tour will be the Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach. The competition window opens on Tuesday, March 26 and closes on Friday, April 5, 2024. The event will be broadcast live on worldsurfleague.com, the free WSL app, and the WSLS YouTube channel. Check out more ways to watch from the WSLS broadcast partners. For fans watching in the United States, coverage of the competition's quarterfinals and beyond will continue on worldsurfleague.com and ESPN+. The Mio Rip Curl Pro Portugal President by Corona is proudly supported by Mio, Rip Curl, Corona, Yeti, Shiseido, Eventbrite, Red Bull, Apple Watch, Bonsoi, True Surf, Surfline, Oeste Portugal, EDP, Millennium BCP, Hertz, Portugal Tourism, and Municipio de Penica. For more information, please visit worldsurfleague.com. About the WSL. The World Surf League WSL is the global home of competitive surfing, crowning world champions since 1976 and showcasing the world's best surfing. The WSL oversees surfing's global competitive landscape and sets the standard for elite performance in the most dynamic playing field in all of sports. With a firm commitment to its values, the WSL prioritizes the protection of the ocean, equality, and the sport's rich heritage, while championing progression and innovation. For more information, please visit worldsurfleague.com.